At this time, I want to invite you to make your way back to your seats, and we're going to continue on in our worship here this morning. And you'll notice, if you picked up a worship program this morning, you'll see a picture of Cascades Camp and Conference Center on the cover. And this is the camp and conference center that is affiliated with our denomination, the Evangelical Covenant Church. And as has already been mentioned, there are a handful of us who've been just engaged with that ministry this summer. By my count, there's actually been either directly or indirectly related to our church a total of 10, including Gretchen and myself, that have been participating in some way, shape, or form from Cedar Creek at Cascades this summer, whether it be as a camper or as a student leader in training, or in our case, as a pastor in residence and wife. So we're just grateful for that ministry. And really, I don't want this to be a commercial for Cascades Camp and Conference Center this morning. More importantly, I just want to highlight the discipling ministry that's connected to Christian camping. And here at Cedar Creek, we value discipleship, this idea of passing on the faith from one generation to the next. I think of that scripture in 2 Timothy 2:2, I believe. The things that you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, and trust to reliable people will also be qualified to teach others. It's this vision of our faith in Christ being passed on from generation to generation to generation. Very briefly, just in my own experience, this past week has really felt like just another step on the journey in terms of the discipling ministry of a Christian camp. I know when I was a little kid at Kitty Camp, which was held at Covenant Beach Bible Camp over in Des Moines, that was the camp that our denomination ran before Cascades. It was there as a young boy that I committed my life to Christ. And throughout the ages, over the years, you know, it wasn't too long down the road when I was in college and having committed my life to Christ at camp. And then during my college years, I had an opportunity to serve on staff at Cascades. Both myself and my college sweetheart at the time, Gretchen, were on staff the very first summer that Cascades Camp and Conference Center was in operation. And that was long, long, long ago. Back in the last century, in the year of our Lord, 1989, we were kind of college sweethearts, and I was on staff, and Gretchen came up for a week and counseled, and then here we were last week, now as pastor in residence and wife, and as we were sitting around the campfire once again this past week, we realized we were 20-plus years older than the oldest counselor there. We were by far the oldest, and now I'm the pastor with the pacemaker at camp. So it's like, wow, this has been a long span. And I know that's not the last step in the journey in terms of just the discipling aspect and nurturing that comes through camp. And so anyway, with that said, we're going to kind of step back now to some younger generation students who have just come from camp. And so the two amigos, Annabelle and Annika, I'd like to invite you to come up. And they're fresh off camp. They still smell like bug spray, although Annabelle didn't spray bug spray on one leg, and so one leg has completely been eaten by mosquitoes, and the other looks pretty good. And you want to sit there, or you want to sit over there? Oh, okay. Okay. All right, you're going to lead the interview, okay? No, you're great right there. All right, so they've had a lot of time to prepare answers to these questions. I gave them both the questions 2 minutes before worship started. So Annabelle and Annika are just coming off a week of camp, and I'm going to just ask a few simple questions this morning. We want to hear from you. The first question is, what was your favorite part about camp this past week? What was the best thing? And let's go one at a time. Do you need some time to think about that?
No.
Okay. All right. You go.
So on the first night we came to camp, we played this huge game where we have to find these clues and go to different places in Brightwood and find these little paper planes, well, parts of them. And while we were trying to follow the clues and find those planes, there was bandits, like just counselors that were dressed up as bandits, and they had to get us. And if one of the bandits tags our counselors, then we have to do whatever they want to do, like sing jingle bells or like find a horse. And it was really fun.
Sounds like a crazy game. Awesome. What was that game called?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. Okay, that wasn't the name of the game, but okay. Annika, go. Favorite thing about camp. What was the best?
I don't really have a favorite, but I probably liked the horseback riding, but I also liked chapel, where we learned about God and sung songs.
So they have a full ranch there at camp, right? And all kinds of horses. And did you do, like, lessons, or did you just do, like, a trail ride? Trail ride. And do you remember the name of your horse? There are, like, 34 horses.
Saba.
There. Saba. All right. Awesome. And what was the other thing you liked?
Chapel.
And was that like in a building, or describe what chapel was like?
It was called the Deep Woods, so it's kind of in the woods, and there's wood benches, and there's a wood stage, not kind of like this, but smaller.
Lots of wood.
Yeah.
Lots of wood. Out in the woods, beautiful scenery, the wind blowing through the trees, a big wooden cross. It's a really cool place. Deep in the woods. Awesome. Okay, next question. Share a little bit about what a typical day, I mean, I know it wasn't, there was no typical day, but kind of a general schedule, like what happened during the day at camp? You can kind of share the answer, yeah.
Okay. So when we wake up in the morning, we just get dressed, and then we go to the front of the depot before breakfast, and we kind of like say some prayers. My favorite was the shark prayer. You have to like have a fin like that, and you have to say a prayer to God in like shark version. And I can't really explain it, but it was fun. And we had breakfast. After breakfast, we had to get ready for AM activities, and
actually, after breakfast, it was jubilation, and then AM activities.
See, this is why I'm having you both share the answer. Yeah, you can kind of keep going. Yeah.
And then after jubilation, there was a big game, and then there was AM activities. Yeah. and then it was lunch, right?
What is jubilation? Let them know what jubilation is.
Jubilation is basically where you sing songs, like you sit on a hill and you sing songs, and then, like...
Do you sing them like we sing them here at church, or do you sing them differently?
Hand motions, yeah. A piece of paper, like there's papers that they write down on, and then one person, meant the guy who's singing, also is playing the guitar, and then there's another person who's just singing.
Okay.
Also at Jubilation, we play a game after we're done. Singing and learning about God and stuff. After, and then we have PM activities, or is it AM? PM?
PM.
I get confused. Okay, PM. AM, whatever. And then we go to lunch, and after lunch we do PM activities. And then it's like free time where you get to go to the waterfront or go to the canteen where there's so much candy. And Annika was going nuts with the smoothies.
Love that. And, you know, I just got Reese's, Twix, Fanta, Fritos, Cheetos, Doritos.
Your parents are loving that.
And we went down to the waterfront. We swam. There's a lot of toys. There's the iceberg and the blob and the bob. So you can talk about those.
The blob is when you jump on this blow-up, like, thing floating on the water. When you jump on it, there's another person on the end who just jumped and launched someone else. And when you jump, that goes and the person goes, like, in the air and lands in the water. Or sometimes it goes, whoop, and it goes back down.
Very cool.
Not very fun, but some people have to.
Oh, not very fun.
Well, only if you're big and a light person, because then you just slide off.
Right.
And sometimes you'll have to slide off because the light person won't be able to launch you.
Right.
And then the iceberg.
One thing about the blob, one time when I was on the blob, so I was at the end waiting to be launched, and there's this huge guy that came, and when he jumped, I went, like, so high into the air, and then it felt like a belly flop in the water. It did not feel so good.
So, back to the iceberg. The iceberg. So you climb, so you jump into the water, you swim over to this wall-like thing. I haven't been on it, but I know what it looks like. So you climb, you grab some handles, and then you start climbing up. You have to move to the side on the bottom, so, and then climb up straight. And there's a little rest spot towards the top. You rest there for a little bit, and then you keep on climbing. And then you get to the top, and once you're at the top, the lifeguard will say, go, or something like that, and you'll go.
Slide down.
Yeah, you'll slide
into
down.
Into the water.
Yes.
Very cool. Lots of fun stuff down at the waterfront. Okay, next question. Got it. We got to keep going. Okay, next question. Here's the next question. Want to hear a little bit from both of you about, did you learn anything new about God? What did you learn about God, either from the chapel speaker, or I know you met in your cabin groups with your counselor to talk about your relationship with God? I'd like to hear from both of you something new that you learned about God this past week.
I learned that God has a story for all of us, and we're part of that story, and it's just the story of life, and he's helping us in it.
Mm.
But sometimes we don't want to follow his story, and we turn away, and that's why he died on the cross, so we can follow him and go up into heaven. Mm-hmm. And then something that I learned was that probably the hardest thing on earth is to love everybody, not the smoochy-smoochy kind, but the, like, friendship.
Right. Not the smoochy-smoochy kind. Yeah, awesome. Okay, last question. Your dad must have taught you that.
No.
Oh, okay. Smoochy, smoochy kind. Okay. Last question. Do you think you'll ever go back to camp?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Very good. Now, hand me that microphone, because at camp, you would tell these long stories that would go on for like 15, 20, 30 minutes. It was crazy. So are you going to keep doing the interview when the next person comes up, or are you done? I think you're done. All right, let's give it up for these two. Thank you, Annika and Annabelle. That's right. They had one last thing they'd like to do. You're going to sing a song, right?
So it's very short, but it's a repeat after me song. So after we say a sentence, we want you guys to repeat.
Do we have to stand up?
No, you don't have to.
Oh, okay.
Well, there is motions. That
Okay, so should we stand up?
Yeah.
Stand up. Yep.
Okay.
It's longer than it's shorter.
Okay.
Wait.
I said from leaf to flower.
I said
from leaf to flower.
My Jesus has the power.
My Jesus has the power.
I said from leaf to power. Flower.
From leaf to power.
Flower. My Jesus has the power.
My Jesus has the power.
Na 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 na.
Na 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 na.
Na 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 na
na. Na 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 na
na. Na 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 na
na. Na 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 na.
Na 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 na.
Na 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 na.
I set from raccoon to possum.
I say from raccoon to possum.
My Jesus is so awesome.
My Jesus is so awesome.
I set from raccoon to possum.
I say from raccoon to possum.
My Jesus is so awesome.
My Jesus is so awesome.
Sing and shine.
Shine na 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 na.
Na 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 na
na.
Sha na 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 na.
Sha na 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 na.
Sha na 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 na.
Sha na 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 na. How do? Did we do all right? All right. Give it up for these two. Thank you both for sharing. Zach, tough act to follow. Now it's Zach's turn to lead us in a song with no.
Where am I sitting?
Wherever you want. So again, just really cool to see the different generations impacted. And this is Zach, and I think most of you know, but he serves as our director of youth ministry. And I do know, Zach, that that camp, in particular Cascades, has had a real spiritual impact on your life, both as a student and then even kind of in your formative years, and we just want to hear from you a little bit this morning about that.
Sure. Can you hear me? Is this on?
Yeah.
So I started attending Cascades Camp and Conference Center when I was in sixth or seventh grade. I really don't remember. My memory is that sketchy. And I came to camp because I had a friend named David Bowen who attended this church. And David Bowen was the most irritating human being I ever met. And he would say, and he was my good friend, so I say that in love, but every week he'd be like, hey, Zach, you need to go to camp. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to camp. And every week he'd be like, gotta go to camp. So I was like, fine, I'll go to Cascades camp. And we had family camp, and my parents were helping lead worship at family camp. So I went early, and I witnessed a staff member. They were playing Frisbee. They were just throwing it, catching it around. And as a seventh grade boy, I was like, okay, this is kind of cool. And then I saw one of the people do a handstand, catch the Frisbee, throw it, and then get out of his handstand. And as a seventh grade boy, that was enough to get me to go to this Christian camp during the summer. I'm not going to pretend that I wasn't shallow at the time, and it was really cool. And that meant a lot to me. I ended up going to camp, and I disliked almost everything about it. I was salty and bitter. I hated the songs. I hated my cabin mates, which included the person I went to camp with. Mm-hmm. I was just not a fan, and I was not a believer at the time. And they knew every single camp song. They knew every single Bible verse, and I'm just sitting here, and they'd be like, and what do you think, Zach? That's great, Zach. Thanks for your input there. It's really funny because half of that cabin ended up working at Cascades, and we were just the worst cabin. I think we broke two bunk beds that week. But I was not a fan. But every day, there was a guy who was in charge of the entire Timber Rock area named Manimal, because they all have their individual camp names. And he would sit and play chess with me, and I'd smoke him every single time. But he did it, and like every time, like, so tell me about your walk, tell me about, like, what are your thoughts about Jesus, like, just trying to pour into me as much as possible, and I'd be like, uh-huh, yeah, checkmate. just like as little communication as I could get. But the thing that I loved about Cascades, and by the end of the week, they have this thing called DOS, which stands for Discipline of Silence. And while I was really bitter and resentful to most of camp that week, the thing that I witnessed was the staff members' love for one another and their love for myself and other irritating camp people, camp kids. And I was just astounded and amazed by this because I didn't see this at all, ever. Like, this unconditional love. I went to public school. there ain't a lot of unconditional love there from my classmates. And so I was like, all right, God, like, I'm going to bargain with you here. I want a pony. You know, I just went through the thing, and I'm sitting there during this discipline of silence, this time and opportunity to meet God, and you're surrounded by these heavens. You have this opportunity to share, didn't share. You have this opportunity to go and talk to your counselor, didn't talk to my counselor. I went and talked to God on this hill. I'm sure my counselor was freaking out to where I was. And I said, God, I'm going to follow you. And I don't know what that means, and I don't know what it looks like, because I attended church without a youth group at this time, because I think at the time it was just me and Megan as the youth group. And so I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to follow you. I'm going to do my best to follow you. My spiritual walk for many, many years was just going to camp and coming here on Sundays and sitting awkwardly as my seventh grade teacher, Mrs. Lohman, would be like, how are you doing, Zach? I'm like, I'm doing fine. You didn't see me do that thing at school this week, did you? And I would go to camp and I'd go to all these retreats. And my walk became more and more formed. And I ended up attending the SALT program, which is what Sam is at this week. And SALT was really impactful to me. It was where my faith became just a, like, I don't really know what I'm doing. I'm kind of confused by this whole Jesus thing, to somebody actively seeking and pouring into me to be somebody who serves and leads by following Jesus. And it was hugely impactful to me. My second year salting, I had a staff member named Eowyn, after the Lord of the Rings character, and she was my biggest spiritual mentor that I've ever had in my life. And she would sit down with me and just pour into us, and she just showered us in unconditional love. And this was my sophomore, junior year in high school. And from that point on, I was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to follow Jesus, and I'm going to continue pursuing this. And I was meet up with other SALT members. At that time, we started having a youth group. We hired Sarah Robinson. But I was still like, I don't know, I want to go to this. But I kept going to camp, and I kept being formed by Cascades Camp and Conference Center and the unconditional love that their staff had for kids like me, who were salty and bitter about everything. Not much has changed.
Your dad is laughing gregariously right now.
Yeah, no, he knows that's true. Yeah, no, he knows that's true. I ended up graduating, and I was working at Cascades. And I worked at Cascades for 4 summers and a lot in the off-season. I was an intern at Cascades. The entire time, I worked in the kitchen. And the kitchen is one of the most thankless jobs at Cascades Camp and Conference Center, because it's just a grind. There is no difference. There is no one coming up to you besides, thank you, kitchen, and your anonymousness. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just literally like, hey, throw yourself on the grindstone for 60 hours a week, and, you know, at the end of the day, you will have made a pizza. Mm-hmm. But it was hugely impactful to me in showing me how to serve and how to love and what it means to be walking faithfully, even when you have no energy, even when you have nothing left to give, even when you feel neglected and alone and rejected. And it helped develop my spiritual walk from just fun to a life of service, a life of love, in any and all circumstances. And I've carried that in all of the places that I've been, all the places that I've worked, from working at a small Bible camp in the middle of Amish country, Ohio, to working as a sous chef at a sorority in downtown Seattle. Cascades has been the largest impact on my spiritual walk. So, yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, Zach. Thank you. Yep. Let's pray. God, we thank you for a day like this where we hear from one another and we hear, God, about your movement, your activity, your presence with us and for us and in and through us. And so we celebrate that today. And God, we now continue on in our worship as we return an offering. And with this act of worship, God, we are simply returning thanks. We are returning thanks for your grace in our lives, for your provision in our lives, exactly what is needed, and God, for your abiding presence with us. So receive these gifts and offerings now, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.